The following BLTV program is brought to you by O'Flaherty Law. Please enjoy.
Welcome to Learn About Law. My name is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you find this video and podcast helpful. If you need some help, please feel free to call us at 630-324-6666. We offer free consultations in many areas of law, and we have several geographic locations for your convenience. We serve all of Illinois, and we're also happy to meet with you and provide most legal services virtually without requiring you to leave your home. Enjoy the video.
Hello, everyone. This is Matt with Learn About Law. And if you have lived in the United States or anywhere in the world for the past year, then you know how much of an economic disaster the COVID-19 pandemic has been. In this video, I will discuss the various economic impact payments that have been made to American citizens to assist over the course of the pandemic. Specifically, we will address the CARES Act, its progeny, and the general eligibility criteria, including the Corona Aid Relief and Economic Stimulus Act, the Tax Relief Act of 2020, American Rescue Plan Act of 2021. The Coronavirus Aid, Relief, and Economic Stimulus Act, also known as the CARES Act, was originally enacted into law on March 27, 2020. The CARES Act had many different branches providing assistance to secondary education institutions, relief to struggling businesses, and buying time for homeowners through its subsections. However, the Act also provided struggling American families with direct financial assistance. Each adult that earned an adjusted gross income of less than $75,000 and every married couple earning a joint income of less than $150,000 were eligible to receive a $1,200 economic stimulus payment. Parents were also entitled to receive $500 for each eligible child. The CARES Act also provided relief for self-employed individuals who are traditionally barred from the benefits of employment. Those that were self-employed when the pandemic hit were eligible for pandemic unemployment assistance, PUA payments of $600 per week for up to 39 weeks. They only had to remain able and willing to telework and be unemployed or partially employed due to reasons related to the COVID pandemic. Those that were eligible for PUA payments were also eligible for an additional $600 in supplemental federal stimulus payments. To continue assistance, another act was signed into law and continue providing assistance. The Tax Relief Act of 2020 was enacted in December 2020 and authorized an additional $600 in payments for each eligible adult, and $600 for each qualifying child under 17 years old. It also authorized the continuation of PUA payments for independent contractors, but reduced the supplemental federal payments by half. Lastly, let's talk about the American Rescue Plan of 2021. In March of this year, the Tax Relief Act of 2020 benefits ended, but the American Rescue Plan Act of 2021 was enacted to continue assistance. This third round of economic relief payments authorizes another $1,400 for eligible individuals, and the eligibility requirements remain the same. This round also extends PUA payments for independent contractors, but doesn't provide for the supplemental federal payments. It also provides tax relief for anyone who received unemployment assistance in 2020. Business owners who use the services of independent contractors will want to enhance their compliance with independent contractor laws, especially now. The new laws benefiting independent contractors mean an increase in unemployment applications. If independent contractors are mistakenly categorized as employees, business owners will get hit with a bill for the PUA payments. Thanks for watching. To learn more about eligibility for economic impact payments, check out our article linked below. Be sure to leave any questions you have in the comments and subscribe for more legal content daily.
Hello again, this is Kevin O'Flaherty from O'Flaherty Law. I hope you enjoyed the video and podcast. If you did, we'd love it if you'd subscribe to our channel. If you need legal help in this or any other area of law, please do not hesitate to reach out and schedule a consultation. Most consultations are free and all can be conducted remotely if you'd like. Please email us, book online, or call us at 630-324-6666. We have many locations for your convenience and we serve all of Illinois. So thanks again for watching.